there. We used to train out there. I got out one night. They were trying to raise money for some project. And finally, I said to the boys, I said, tell you what I'll do. The boy that asked me the most interesting question said, I'll give him $5. And you can give half of it to your fund. One little fellow sitting down in front, he sat there and just pondered and pondered. And they were asking about who was the best player here and that. Mm-hmm. Finally, this little kid held up his eyes. I said, what is this? And he says, who was the best catcher you ever saw? It's not over the league, is it? Oh, no. Who was the best catcher in the league and why are you?
He won the $5.
I said, son, you win, right?
You win, right?
That's great.
I could out-catch Dickey and Cochran. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And I could out-throw them.
Yeah.
And I didn't hit with them.
No, that's right.
I couldn't hit with them, so. But I couldn't tell you. It'd be hard for me to rate the best catcher I was.
Was old Ray Sharp still catching when you came in?
Yes, Ray was a good defensive catcher.
Pretty good, I guess.
Yes, he was a good defensive catcher. Yeah. I guess he was, when he was in, you see, they didn't have those hard-hitting catchers.
Right.
And they ranked him as the best defensive catcher and mm-hmm. put him in the Hall of Fame.
I have a question. What are your plans?
Thank you.
Yeah, they really love
him. Yeah. What about a left-handed pitcher?
A Grove.
Right-handed pitcher.
Well, it would be hard to name the. Grove was the best pitcher, all around pitcher I ever saw while I was playing. But I saw Walter Johnson. He was on his way down. I could hit Walter, but I couldn't hit Grove.
Uh-huh.
But
Walter had had his best years, but
he'd had him. Yes, but he could still pitch.
Yeah,
and I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. Best right-handed pitcher that stood out. Nobody stood out like Grove.
No, that's true. What about the designated hitter?
I think it took a lot away from baseball.
Certainly.
Yeah. It took all the strategy.
Yeah.
It just took strategy. You can't. Yeah. You could work the other club into a corner, you know.
Exactly.
But you can't anymore.
No. No.
You can't do it.
What about night ball?
It's a decided advantage for a pitcher.
And for the owner.
A decided advantage for the owner.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Clark Griffin when he was down there, you know. They were just bringing night ball into certain areas. And I think it was in the National. It was down in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Griffin would say, baseball was made to be played in the daylight, in the afternoon. So the first night
game. I kind of agree with that.
First night game in the American League was in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. This was in 1939. I was with Cleveland.
Yeah.
And we opened it. First night game. And they had everybody there. Griff was up there and he was sitting in the box right at the dugout. And they had them hanging in the rafters. Just jamming.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Griff, what do you think of this? He said, this would be the very thing for us down
here. Anything to fill the park, that's right. Yeah, boy.
He was quite an old man.
What are your feelings on free agency?
Well, the only thing I say is 50 years too late for me.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I think they're crazy with the salaries.
That's right.
I don't blame
the ideas are all right. They've gone all wild.
I don't blame the players.
No, of course not.
I just blame the club owners. They've gotten themselves painted in a corner now and in trouble.
Absolutely. If it weren't for TV or receipts, they'd be dead.
That's right.
Any one game that stands out in your memory other than that one you mentioned, the clinching of the 44 season?
Oh, I don't think so. You get into so many.
That's right. How many catchers caught more games than you did?
I couldn't tell you.
Not too many.
Well, I could have
probably Ray Shaw.
No, I think I think Al Lopez.
Yeah.
I think he ranks.
Yeah.
And I think I could have caught another 400 or 500 games.
Yeah.
If they hadn't been, Peckinpah was very, he was very
rotating.
What do you call it?
Platooning.
Platooning. He was very platooning. Mm-hmm. And you had pitchers out there you could wear out, and he'd have enough of that mind in left hand pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you think of, Luke?
No, I didn't have any.
No other comments on baseball and your connection with it or anything? Anything, any very funny or amusing incident that comes to mind?
Oh, you get around a bunch of old ball players.
They roll out, yeah.
They roll out. And you get, the fellow says, tell us some funny incidents. So you think of them, you didn't have to. we had a pitcher over in St. Louis named Bob Muncrief. Cronin was through playing, but he would pinch hit. Cronin would get over to the plate and he'd crouch way down, see, like he's looking for a curve ball down.
Yeah.
But he wanted you to throw that fastball right there. Cronin comes up and pinch hit. We had a runner so in front, and they got a couple of men on, and Cronin comes up. And I went out to Muncrief, and I said, now listen, Bob, he's going to crouch over, but I said, you just keep throwing that ball right at his knees. Don't throw that fastball up here, and make him hit a curveball. So the first ball he threw, Cronin, was a fastball about a letter high, and Cronin just raised up. And we have a scoreboard that had galvanized tin on it.
Yeah.
And he stuck it in that tin. And I started for the mound on the run, and I guess about the time I got to the foul line, Muncrief says, Skip, you were right.
I said,
oh.
Next time I'll know better.
What are you going to do with it?
That's right. You can't win. Well, that's fine. I really appreciate your time. I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner to set up a more convenient time.
Right.
He wants it on again. Yeah.
You see this contract?
Yeah.
What does it read?
You mean the beginning of it?
No, the wages.
Yeah. $350 a month he was
in the major leagues.
Yeah.
So I was in college at the time, and we could play in the summer. In these little towns.
You made more playing that way.
I went out to a little town over in Georgia, Madison, Georgia, which is east of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I got $125 a week and expenses. Let us stay in a little hotel on the square, and they gave us a ice cold watermelon every night. We could bring our girl friends up and cut the watermelon. That's $125, and I signed in the major leagues. Yes, a week. I signed in the major leagues for $350 a month and had to pay my own expenses.
Oh.
That was 1921.
So that's the way I've conducted my affairs all of my life.
That's rare. Yeah.